Welcome back to Arts Weekly here in on 3MBS. Now, glorious music, wonderful singing, and a charming and witting libretto, the latest production from the Gilbert and Sullivan Society is a joyous work of genius, sure to be one of the highlights of the opera-going season this year. Composed by the Waltz King, Johann Strauss Jr., Die Fledermaus has been called the ultimate operetta, and it's a story about revenge, infidelity, disguises, imprisonment, and waltzes. So it's got all the good stuff in it, folks. And here to join talk about it with me today is the president of the Gilbert and Sullivan Society and the director of this year's production, Robert Ray. Hi, Robert.
Hi, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us today. So you're the Gilbert and Sullivan Society, but we obviously this is not a Gilbert and Sullivan production.
No.
I did look on your website and you've done, the Society has done the odd thing over the years that is not GNS.
That's correct.
What's, you know, when you decide to do that as a group, what is driving those decisions and what to then perform?
Well, obviously, first of all, we rebranded ourselves to Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Victoria because we thought the idea Society, you know, denoted afternoon tea and cakes
sure.
and so forth, whereas we're actually a performing company, which is the wing of the Society. Gilbert and Sullivan wrote 14 of operas, most of them fabulous and some of them not so fabulous, but there's really only about five or six now that actually what I call bankable, Mikado, Pirates of Penzance, Gondoliers, etc. So, you know, we have to look around for other repertory.
Sure.
And we've looked at around the same period, we've done some of the Lionel Monckton shows from the early period of the Edwardian period, and we've done some Offenbach. So we're now going back a little bit further. Actually, Offenbach was the furthest we went back to 1874 with Johann Strauss's Die Fledermaus, which is a fabulous piece. And it hasn't been done in Melbourne for nearly 10 years. So, you know, unlike Merry Widow and Mikado that seem to trot around every two or three years, this really is timely, I think.
Yeah, it's time to bring it back out.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And give it a go. So I'm assuming you're going to be launching on the 26th, which
yes.
is a couple of weeks away.
Yes, very, very close.
So yeah, so you must be in the middle of production rehearsals.
Yes. It's been a very difficult time because Melbourne's winter, as we all know, has been very, very cold, and
yes.
a lot of the cast members have been off and with colds. And so we're really sort of pushing the last thing. Hopefully, the timing's been good because they're all recovering and they've got 2 weeks.
They've been told, their doctors have all got out the prescription pads,
that's right.
So so tell us a little bit about the cast and the production crew and the orchestra and how you.
Right.
It
well, it's a fully staged production, of course, and it's we've only updated it to 1899. Some versions updated, you know, I think the last one, Opera Australia, was the 1930s. We're keeping it in the Victorian era. We've got a very special surprise guest, which I won't tell you about. And we have a mixture of cast. We have some very, very talented young singers, you know, straight out of their studies. Lana Lowry, Finn Gilheeny, Jane McGough, Ryan Haywood, and Stephen Caroline. They're all new singers really bursting onto the scene, and I'm sure they will all have careers that we'll all know about them. And added to that, we have some marvellous stalwarts from our company, like Ron Pidcock and Andrew McGrail, that are really adding that weight of experience. So what we always like to try with our younger singers, especially as we don't pay them, alas, we can't, but we give them that experience and the tuition and the stage experience, and I hope that they get a lot from it.
And are these performers from around the different universities and
yes.
around Melbourne?
Yes, some are from the Conservatorium yes. of Music and some are from the VCA, mm-hmm. etc. So they've all, you know, because we are producing so many wonderful artists, our training institutions are doing a fabulous job, but there's not always the places for them in the profession. And this is a sort of, we see our company as a kind of go-between the end of their studies and their joining a
yep.
professional career. So it does give them the experience. And our standards are extremely high. We're professional standards. We have, you know, most of, like I'm a professional director, for
yes.
example, and choreographer. So they get a chance to work with professional people in a fully staged, without compromise. It's not just like a little highlights. It's actually the full thing. Full thing. Costumes,
wow.
makeup. Hair, you name it.
And it is. I guess it's a lighter opera, I suppose. So would that be fair to say in terms of its music and its sort of its plot? And I'm not an opera expert, but I'm...
Right. Well, Johann Strauss wrote, obviously, clearly some of the great waltzes
yes.
of all time. And he was actually, as you just said, the Waltz King. So this is an operetta that he wrote. when I say operetta, it is light in its form, but actually the demands are the same as opera. It is actually the same. And when I was going through the score, you know, last year, at the beginning of this year, I thought, holy moly, this is really difficult stuff. It is the full, we really have two sopranos that really need to have a coloratura arranged to them. So it is more complex than, say, Gilbert and Sullivan.
Right.
But having said that, it's wonderfully light and joyous. And like all masterpieces, there isn't a dull note in the whole score. It's the same as Merry Widow, My Fair Lady. They will live forever because they are truly great works of the theatre.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure people will really enjoy going in. And it's on at the Darabin Arts and Entertainment Centre. So
yes.
A really great performance venue.
Oh, wonderful. And the foyer they've just done is fabulous. And lots of champagne.
Oh.
Because I always call this show the only operetta with a drinking problem.
Oh, dear. Yes. So before we finish up, though, I guess our listeners, I can't really remember speaking to the Gilbert and Sullivan Society for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredibly old organisation. It's been around in Melbourne since the 30s, I think.
1935.
Wow.
We think we're one of the oldest in Australia, certainly one of the oldest in Victoria. Continually. I mean, we haven't had a break. We've actually been going for 80-odd years.
Not
me personally. No, I was not around.
No.
But, you know, in famine and flood and war and thing, the Gilbert and Sullivan Society has been presenting, you know, two or three shows and also run regional Victoria, and we've also taken three productions, I think, to the Gilbert and Sullivan Festival in England.
Wow.
Two of them including sets and costumes, which we probably one of the few Australian art companies to take a whole production overseas, and we've done very well. We've won awards in England, which is tough competition from all around the world.
So what an incredible, just the longevity of it, and that it's a testament, I suppose, to the organisation itself, but also, I guess, to the music, right? This is something that is perennial.
Yes, I mean, Gilbert and Sullivan have never gone out of fashion, and the operas are, you know, unlike, you know, some of the others that, like a lot of Rombert others have gone out of fashion, but the Gilbert and Sullivan ones have retained their freshness. But on the other hand, there's a sort of snob value, or it's only Gilbert and Sullivan. But let me tell you, well, it's not quite as difficult as Fledermaus, but they're not easy to do.
Look, there's nothing wrong with going out and having a nice time. Isn't that the point?
Well, they're brilliant pieces. Gilbert was the master librettist, and Sullivan, a charming composer.
So, well, it's wonderful to hear about this new work. So, De Fledermaus will be on from the 26th to the 28th of July. Yes, we said at the Darabin Arts and Entertainment Centre. There's only four performances, and the running time's about 2 hours, 40 minutes. Now, you can get tickets at the box office, or you can call Darabin Arts Centre on 8470 8280, and there's also a website.
Yes, you can go to the Gilbert and Sullivan website, which is just gsov.org.au, and that'll take you onto the booking online.
Yeah, and you can find out all the details about the performances and everything there. So, thank you very much, Robert Ray, for coming in and talking to us today.
Lovely. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you very much.